when Christ saw me as it were, holding on or dragging on, being that point.
What do you break the ground with in the spring?
Plow.
Do you use a different kind if it's on a steep hill?
Yes.
What kind of plow is that?
A hillside plow.
How does that look different?
It is a different much. Keep the dirt always goes down and see, it will turn better, you know. Every time you come around the side of a hill, you change that where the dirt will still go down. I mean, the soil will. And it gives it a more getaway from your plow, and it makes a better job. It's known as a hillside turner.
Oh, hill turner. After you've plowed, what do you use to break the ground up even finer?
Harrow.
You have different kinds of harrows?
Yes. You have drag cutaway harrows. Then you have a drag harrow that puts it finer, smoother. Cutaway harrow, it puts large and pieces of dirt and small roots and vegetation. Before you plant, you take the drag hair and smooth it off as you would a lawn in front of your house. And you have all that exposed off.
What do you call the frame that you lay across a log, or frame that you lay a log across to chop it into stove links?
Saw rack.
What do you call the A-shaped frame that you would put out, like if you were having dinner on the grounds at church? You'd put the flat pieces of wood across to make a table.
What would I call the A-frame?
The thing underneath that would hold the planks up so that you could put food on top. What would you call that frame underneath the planks?
It would be hard to explain. For many types of frame.
Do you ever call it anything like a sawhorse, sawbuck?
Yeah, sawhorse, that's right, sawhorse. I never call them as frames, I call them sawhorses. It ain't for the purpose, that's right.
You would straighten out your hair with a comb and a...
I didn't get that.
If you would straighten out your hair with a comb and a...
brush.
When you use one of those, you say that you are going to... When you use that, you say that you're going to do what to your hair?
Have it trimmed or have a haircut or something.
You sharpen a straight razor on a leather?
Yes. Okay. And honed. A hone and leather. A hone, H-O-N-E. Small stone about that on this very smooth ground. It's a hone, you hone it first, and then you strap it on that leather, you know, very much polished leather.
What do you call that piece of leather?
A razor strap. Strop, either way.
What do you put in a revolver? What do you load it with?
Cartridge.
What do children have in a park or out in the yard to play on where one sits on one end of the board and one sits on the other?
Seesaw.
Yeah. What do you call a lumber plank fixed at both ends that children used to jump up and down on?
Jump up and down on?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It would be a form of a seesaw or a jump board, either one.
This might be a little bit different. This is a plank that...